Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm and three Humboldt Wildcat athletes who have signed their letter of intent to play sports at the collegiate level. The Humboldt boys basketball team won their first game back from the holiday break over Clarion Goldfield Dowell 77-46 on Friday. I sat down with Thurm to discuss the win post-game.
Kids came out ready to go tonight. Clarion did too. I mean, they came out and, you know, they put a few on us there in the first quarter, but I felt like we ratcheted up our defense a little bit, and the intensity was great all night long with that, and it's pretty consistent on the boards with things, and shot the ball well tonight. It's good to see the ball go through the rim for us there. Elliott shot it really well, and Cohen shot it well. So we get those two guys going with it, and the offense starts looking pretty good.
Well, Coach, you know, it was a long layover, but to see this performance here on the first game on the other side of the break, what's it doing confidence-wise for this group?
Well, that's a big thing for us right now, just building that confidence. It's not going to come overnight, but I feel like we keep chipping away like this and just want to try to stack these performances on top of each other. We came out, we played well tonight. Tomorrow we get another chance to go out and run, and we want to follow that up with it. And we continue to do that, the confidence will start to grow with it, and that's so important with it. We feel like we have guys that can do this. We have guys that can shoot it, and you start seeing the ball going through the rim a little bit, and the next one just comes a little easier with that. We can continue to try to build them up and give them success in practice, but there's nothing like seeing the ball go through the rim in game action to build that confidence. So it's coming.
Your team made 12 threes tonight, six of them coming out from Cohen Madsen. He looked like he was finding himself into a groove there, especially down the stretch.
Yeah, he got off to a rough start this year, and just that quick turnaround for football, and it takes a little while to get that shot going and get that feel for it. And he started off a little slow, and then I think he started to press a little bit and was pretty frustrated with it. As a shooter, you just have to have the mentality that the next shot is going in. He's had some good reps here the last few days in practice and just trying to slow things down and just focus on the basics with that. And it looked really good coming out of his hand tonight. We haven't seen that yet, so that's good for him. And we know that kid can shoot it. He shot 44% from deep last year, so we know it's just a matter of time. But just talking him into it was part of it as well. And Elliott shot it well tonight too, and that's great to see.
Elliott Carlson, a 23-point performance. He's had a great start to his senior year. What are you seeing from him as he's developed now into a senior campaign?
Yeah, he's been around a while, and he scored a lot of points over the last few years for us. It's just nice to get him going and not to put pressure on him, but we need that out of him. We need him to be upper teens into the 20s on a nightly basis with it. I think he's been pressing a little bit. Sometimes the mind is your worst enemy with it. You got to relax. He did a nice job tonight attacking the offensive glass, and it's nice to get a couple of those putbacks and that sort of thing with it too, and that helps with the confidence there. But he's going to be there. And a big thing for him is just not putting too much pressure on himself with this.
Any final thoughts from tonight's performance here to get it done here against Clarion Goldfield Dowell?
Yeah, it's a good one to get in here. We got a little uphill climb in the second half. This is one of those makeup dates, but anytime you start, adding games to your schedule, and then you're going to have back-to-backs in there, and this is going to be one of them, but it's going to be good for us, too, because it's going to help us with our conditioning, and we just need to play right now, so we're looking to get into a groove with it and getting out there on a Tuesday night and Friday nights and just getting into that routine with it, so we're excited with that, but this was a good one for us tonight. We liked the defensive intensity, felt like we were a little bit more consistent on the glass on both ends with it, and if we can play defense, if we can rebound, we're going to give ourselves a chance on a nightly basis.
Thoughts going into the non-conference matchup here against Mason City?
Yeah, Mason City's, they look good on tape. They got some good athleticism. They have some length, and it'll be a great test for us, and especially coming off of a back-to-back like this. So we got to get rested up tonight, and they're going to come out. They're going to play some more zone against us. It'll be an odd front zone, so a little bit different look for us, and we'll see a little three-quarter court press. So it'll be great for us just to be able to hand that pressure. So we're excited about that and opportunity to to have a 4A school come in here and play them.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight, and wish you best of luck against Mason City.
Thank you, Matt.
Humboldt senior Morgan Mann signed her letter of intent to play college basketball at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Arizona this past fall. Mann spoke about the opportunity to play college basketball to media on her signing day.
It means everything to me ever since I was like a little girl just playing like rec league. Like I've always wanted to go play somewhere in college. Of course, I wasn't sure when at the time, but I always just wanted to go and play in college. So to be able to do that is just so amazing, and I just can't wrap my head around the fact that I actually got to live out my dream. So
everything you've been through in the past year, the knee injury, having to battle your way back, and then to have this happen. I mean, what a year it's been for you.
Oh man, it's been a long year. I mean, when I tore my ACL, I mean, I just saw it as just, you know, a regular injury that you just gotta come back from. And then, I mean, to get an offer even with an ACL injury, I mean, I didn't think that was gonna happen, but it did. So it just got me to push harder to get back in time for this season.
What about Embry-Riddle got your attention?
I really like the coach. I mean, I talked to him on the phone a couple times, and like just from that first phone call, I was like, wow, this guy is great. And then we started talking about the basketball aspect of it, and it was like it checked off all my boxes. And of course, it's away from here, so that also adds to it.
What's the major going to be? What about that aspect of it?
I want to go into forensic psychology there. They have a great program. And then after that, I hope to be a crime scene investigator somewhere.
You're getting ready for your senior season. What are the thoughts on getting one more time to wear this Wildcat uniform?
I mean, it's sad if you really think about it. I mean, the last time I get to wear the jersey that I've been known to wear since freshman year. I mean, it's so amazing that I get to wear that jersey to every game, and I'm just so grateful that I get to wear it and that I've been able to wear it for 4 years.
You have a favorite memory from these past three seasons for Humboldt?
Being in playoffs for 2 years. Out of the three that I've played so far, I mean, it's great. Just the fact that we got there and the team, the members that I have here that I've made, the friends that I made, just it's so great to have them, and I always look back and know that they're my teammates. So,
what are you looking forward to most your senior season?
Just going out and playing again. It feels like it's been forever since I've actually got to play a game of basketball. So to go out and do it with these girls that I've known almost my entire high school career, it's just awesome to do that one last time.
Well, Morgan, appreciate it. Congratulations on signing to play basketball at the next level.
Thank you.
Humboldt senior Larson Bonstetter is headed to Northern Michigan University to play college volleyball. Bonstetter spoke to the media at her signing day ceremony.
Very excited. Yeah. It's just so different from what I've planned here now. Just a next level of just advancement, improvement, and everything would just be amazing.
And what about the program at Northern Michigan kind of caught your attention?
It's a really good program. One of the top D2s in the country. And just the location. It's just beautiful up there on the Upper Peninsula, right on Great Lake Superior. It's just beautiful there. And the coaches are amazing.
Anything academically that kind of caught your eye with the school too?
Yeah, they have a great biology program and a pre-med program, so I'm going to head into that and then hopefully go to the med school after in oncology. So
now, has this been a dream of yours for a while to play collegiate volleyball and to see it realized? What's it mean to you?
It's amazing. Yeah, I've worked really hard to get where I am, endless hours of practice and everything, so I'm just really excited to play at the next level.
Now that Humboldt volleyball is wrapped up for you, have a favorite memory from your high school days?
I would say playing with my sister. Getting to play with her just for 1 year was the best.
Any thoughts about making that jump to the collegiate level possibilities that you pursued?
I had a couple other offers in Iowa and then a couple in Nebraska, but just the coaches, I would have to say, were definitely in the program, and the volleyball players were just different here, just better for me, a better fit and everything.
Thank you. Congratulations, Larson.
Thank you.
Humboldt senior Isaiah Busick signed his letter of intent in December to play college baseball at Central College. Busick spoke to reporters on his signing day.
I mean, it feels great. It was a long recruiting process, and I mean, you know, it's just time to get to work in the winter, and you know, I'm excited for what's to come.
For you to have this opportunity to play college baseball, what's it mean to you?
I mean, it's always been a dream since I was a little kid. I mean, now that I got the opportunity to go play for Coach Carey at Central, I mean, it's a dream come true.
What about Central College, I guess, attracted you to the program?
I really like their kinesiology program, and I mean, I wanted to look for schools that had good academics, and I mean, just like the support they have around there with like two teachers and students and coaches. I mean, just really attracted me to the school.
One final year wearing the blue and yellow here in the summer for you with baseball. What's it going to mean to you to throw it on one last time?
It means a lot. I mean, I love being a Wildcat. I love what we have. What we all built. I mean, I think it'll be a fun summer.
Any goals going into that final season?
Nothing in particular, but just, you know, do what I can to help the team out.
All right, well, appreciate it, Isaiah, and best of luck at Central and the upcoming baseball season.
Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.